Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Podcast Playground.
Hooray! This is the Darren Harris Podcast. Here's your host, Darren Harris.
Hey, y'all, what's up? Welcome back to the show. I'm Darren Harris. This is the Darren Harris Program. Thank you for joining me. I do appreciate it. How was your week this week? Hopefully everybody's week was good. Hopefully your mental health was in a good, positive space. Mine, I was kind of tested this week, but overall, I mean, it's Friday, right? It's a good day, right? I'm alive. I'm breathing air. Everything is all good. So today, I want to talk about something that has been on my mind for a long time. And it is it's a fucking problem here, you know. And today what I'm doing is I am confronting rudeness and the epidemic of disrespectful behavior in America amongst Americans. We're shitty to each other. We are shitty to each other and everybody else around us. I mean, we really are. I mean, we like the people in our immediate circle, but everybody else, we don't really care about these people. We don't care. We have no compassion. You know, I mean, nobody wants to help anybody. People are so quick to, you know, to pull out their phones instead of to help. You know, I mean, I have a viral video of my own where I pulled out my phone and filmed this person. But this person, I did actually get some help and they were trying to breach my backyard. But the comments, and I did a podcast a couple of weeks ago about the comments on the video. And man, when I tell you, so many people were like, oh, you should have peed on her. I should have kicked her. If she would have came onto my property, I would have killed her. All kinds of bullshit, man. Just rude, insensitive bullshit. And I'm going to tell you what the problem is. The problem with America is Americans. Okay? Let me say that again. The problem with America is Americans. That's our problem. There's too much fuck you amongst each other. It really is. It really is. It really is. We are so quick. I mean, and a lot of that shit just descends into not only disrespect, but in some cases, it descends into racism, sexism. I mean, all kinds of things. People think that they are entitled, and everybody else should be concerned with their comfort level, their level of comfort. Even in traffic, I see this shit in traffic all the time. I mean, nobody has any regard. I mean, there's a lot of this. I live in Florida, and I don't take the fucking interstate. I just don't do it because this motherfucker's out there literally who don't give a shit about anybody else besides themselves. And you can say whatever you want. A lot of people say, oh, that person's so, you're the nicest person in the world until you get behind the wheel of a car. And then everybody is a fucking douchebag. Everybody. Everybody is a douchebag. Nobody has any patience. You know, the horns go off, the fingers go up, fuck you, and it's all in traffic. And people are in traffic zooming around like they have no regard for human life at all whatsoever. Like, I don't have four kids and a wife, you know, and people who love me. And for that matter, like the person speeding, like he don't have that shit either. People speed around like they're fucking Batman, not realizing that you could run out of space real fast and you could end your life and a bunch of other people's lives too. But you don't care because it's not in our nature anymore. One of the things that like one of the core principles of America and being American and part of the American fabric, and our core is our core values to be wholesome and respectful to me. And we've lost the shit out of that. I mean, we have dropped the ball on respect. I mean, young people don't respect their elders anymore. They don't listen to any of the advice that's passed down to them, and their whole lives end up fucked up because they can't listen, because they don't respect. And I mean, people, fuck you, old dude. I've heard that too. Fuck you, old lady, right in the fucking Walmart, man. Damn. We don't give a fuck about nobody. You know what I'm saying? And it's everybody. It's everybody. I mean, black people hate white people. White people hate black people. Democrats hate Republicans. Straight people hate gay people. Men hate women. Cat lovers hate dog haters. It's just so much hate around here. Did you know that Americans, us, we are looked at and known worldwide as the rudest people on earth? And I know a lot of you, well, fuck that shit. And that's the fucking mentality I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. We're the rudest people on earth. And instead of turning the mirror around on ourselves and going, man, you know what? Maybe this guy has a point. Maybe that is true. Man, what? A lot of people, you know what? I don't give a fuck what these people think. Right. Exactly. More toxic, disrespectful, rude behavior. And it's not necessary. And it's just not necessary. I mean, it takes a lot more energy to be angry and have all this than it does to be nice and polite. It takes a lot more muscles in your face to be angry than it does to smile. But we don't give a fuck about that. We are rude. We are disrespectful. We have a lack of compassion for our fellow Americans and anybody else. Look at the fucking crisis at the border. Look at this shit at the border. Instead of looking at these people as people, instead of looking at these people as humans with families, humans that are fleeing from something that is obviously hurting their quality of life. Not for nothing, they're coming to a fucking country that really don't give a fuck about nobody. So imagine how bad it must be down there for them to make their way to want to make the. And what do? We send fucking troops down to the fucking border and tell them shoot anybody, because we don't give a fuck about people, man. We don't give a fuck. And it's hurtful, man. It really is. And nobody understands what it does to our society, what it does to our mental capacity, our mental health, our state of being. Nobody understands or internalizes that. People just go through life thinking that there's, you know, nothing's wrong. I'm good. People are narcissistic as fuck. We are entitled as hell in other countries. Even we go to other countries and we expect these people in these other countries to cater to us and our American values and our American way of living in their country. I saw a video of a lady who went to some foreign country and she was filming the dude, and the dude told her, hey man, don't film me. Stop filming me. And she kept filming this dude and Karen-ing her ass out and just on some Karen, and she got knocked the fuck out in somebody else's country. And that's what I'm talking about. We take this shit that we have grown here in America, that we have grown right here in America. We take this shit out to other countries and we flex that shit. And I'm going to tell you what, people used to care, but motherfuckers don't care no more. People don't care anymore. And the reason why is because we don't care. We have so many problems. We have so many fucking problems here. There's so many people here that claim that we don't have any problems, that there aren't any problems. But there's so much going on here in the United States of America. And I'm here to tell you, until we're ready to turn the mirror around on ourselves and say, okay, let's break this shit apart and try to get, we just going to spiral further and further and further down. I mean, we're going down. I mean, I'm American. I mean, You know, as unfortunate as the Atlantic slave trade was, I was born in America. I'm African. I'm American of African descent. But I love America. I love my country. You know, I love it. You know, we have beautiful things here. There's amazing things here. But I hate to say it like this. The people of America are making it ugly. Are just making it ugly as it gets. The beautiful cities, the beautiful countryside, all the rolling hills, the mountains that we have, all of that shit is overshadowed by the disrespect and the rudeness of our citizens. It's sad. It really does make me sad. It makes me sad. We claim that we are the greatest country in the world, but we have one of the highest crime rates in the world. We're one of the most racist countries in the world. We have crazy infant mortality rate. There's all kinds of shit that we could be pouring ourselves into. But instead, what do? We turn around and fuck you, man. Oh, yeah, well, fuck you, too. And we never get anywhere. We're just going in circles. Just going in circles. Sometimes, you know, I mean, it does. It makes me sad. It makes me very emotional to sit here and think about all of the things that are wrong with our country. They just killed the police. Just killed an autistic 15-year-old like last week. And that's just, there's no reason that shit should be happening, man. We got kids running up in no other country. We got kids running up in school, you know, just pulling the trigger and killing all because they were bullied or something because of rudeness. The way that we treat. Do you think that if we treated each other with dignity and respect and we smiled at each other every day, I mean, talking about everyone as a collective whole, if we did this too, do you think that we'd have all the problems? No. It would be almost impossible to have these problems if everybody, you know, just simply looked everybody in the face and said, hey, man, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? Hopefully you're having a good day. Hopefully your life is working out, man. I really want that to happen for you. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to be mad at that. But we are trapped in our own worlds. You know, we got to get up at 6:30 in the morning and go get a shower, eat a little bit of breakfast, maybe jump in our cars, go to work, get to work for 8 hours, maybe 9, 10, depends on who you are, what you do. You get off work, you know, you get yourself a bite to eat, you run to the house, you know, you're tired, you know, you sit in front of your television for an hour, hour and a half, you know, you lay out and you sit down in front of your phone for a little bit, you fucking lay down and you do it all over again. We're trapped in that. We are trapped in that cycle. Everyone is. You know, just about a lot of people are. They're trapped in that cycle. And it gets really mundane. It gets to the point really where it's very hard to break away from these things. And anything that we get comfortable in that position. Anything that violates that or steps into that, anything that comes into that, we protest. You know, anybody who tries to correct anything that we've built, we protest. We don't take anybody's advice. We can't take suggestions. Some people can, but a lot of people can't. A lot of people won't. And a lot of people don't. They just don't take it. Oh, yeah, I already know that. You hear that all the fucking time. When some people are just trying to help you. Oh, I don't really need your, okay then, you know, fine. Fine, that's the American thing. We don't need help. We don't need nothing. That's the American thing. We don't need anything. But that's so not true, man. One thing that Americans need, I'll tell you right now, one thing that America needs and Americans need is each other. Is each other. Americans need each other. We need to be proud of each other. We need to be proud of each other's accomplishments. Yeah, there's been a lot of shit that has happened in our country. But it doesn't mean that it has to stay that way. It doesn't mean we have to continue to push that way. We could push in a totally different way today. You know, it's really fucked up. It's really fucked up that our government and our political have turned us into shitty people. And that's what I believe. I think our government and the way our government is has been run by both parties, Democrats and Republicans, have put all Americans into this frenzy of hate. There's no civility in politics. There's no civility in anything. And it's hurtful to America. But Americans don't get it. We are too busy going along with it. We're too busy in that political firefight, that political climate, that hey man, you're infringing upon my rights, or hey man, you're trying to take my rights away, you're trying to take away my, and everything is, we're angry at everything and everyone, because we're being made to believe that all these things are being taken away from us. Or somehow these people are making my life worse. And it's just the government playing all of us. It really is. It's just the government playing all of us. Oh, man, the country is this. But I can look right outside my window right now, and I can see a black dude and a redneck sitting over there laughing their ass off, having a beer together. Simple as that. But oh man, you know, there's all this stuff going on in the country, and you know, the immigration problem and the racism problem. But I could sit right here and look right across my street and watch the Mexican guy, the black guy, and the redneck dude over there drinking a beer, laughing while they washing cars at the little car wash across the street. And I ask, where the fuck is the problem? Where the fuck is the problem? But there is. There is a problem. A serious problem. And when I come back from break, I'm going to go into some of the problems. All right. I'm Darren Harris. This is my podcast. I'll be right back.
It's bold. It's sweet. It's sexy. Introducing new Stella Rosa brandy in 3 fruit forward flavors, smooth black, honey peach, and tropical passion. Ask your retailer for Stella Rosa premium imported brandy. Please celebrate responsibly.
Now, back to the Darren Harris Podcast.
Hey, y'all, welcome back. So, before I went to the break, I was talking about the shittiness of Americans to Americans and other things around the world and the things that contribute to these things and the problems that we have that kind of surround this whole thing. I had mentioned the infant mortality rate. We have a shitty healthcare system. Depression and anxiety. I mean, for depression and anxiety, I'm living proof of that. I'm diagnosed. I take medication. I have prescriptions for all that shit. I take medication for depression and anxiety, a lot of it. And it's a real fucking thing. And it's because, I mean, the gun violence here alone. And that's depressing. That's the number one killer of our children in this country is gun violence. Are we okay with that? How the fuck are we okay with that? How are we okay with that? I just don't understand. I mean, do we love our guns more than we love our children? I don't fucking understand. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't make sense. And now, what has Louisiana done? Louisiana, they just made it legal for 18-year-olds to carry guns concealed without any proper training or registration. Guess where that's going? That's going right to the hood. It's going right to out on the farms, or to people who think that, you know, having a gun is a show of masculinity. Because that's what, I got this gun, man, look at this. Yeah, without that gun, what can you do? Are you a bitch? Or are you just, are you a big man because you have a pistol or a gun? Or can you fight? You know what I'm saying? Can you really, if it came down to, if you didn't have a gun, can you defend yourself? Or are you a fucking pussy? And this, I just don't get it. But our kids, they get bullied at school. They get bullied at school. Bullied at school. And before you know it, they done found dad's gun and then took it to school because these group of kids over here called me this and they called me that. Next thing you know, you got six kids shot. A couple of weeks ago at the Super Bowl party, you had some kids shot at the fucking Super Bowl party. You had a Drake concert a couple of weeks ago and some dude just ran the fucking light and killed my daughter's friends. The lady and the girl that were killed, those are my daughter's friends. Those were my daughter's friends. And they were killed because of somebody's lack of compassion. You're doing fucking 80 miles an hour in town, motherfucker. In town. There's a fucking stoplight right in front of you. But what's happening? Oh, mommy's paying money to try to get you out. Well, if I was Drake, I'm going to tell you what. If I was Drake, I'd put every ounce of, whatever your mother's putting up to try to get you out of jail, I'm going to put up three times as much to make sure that you go to jail. How about that? That's what I would do. But anyway. The political climate, that's one thing I did want to address. Our political climate has contributed a lot to this. And I've seen great friends, man, just end their entire friendships over people who don't care about them. These people don't care about us, man. I mean, and they sit there day in and day out. Oh, I care about the American people. Yes, the American people, they're going to, you know, they're the first and foremost of my priority. No, they're not. No, we're not. No, we're fucking not. No, we're not. We never have been. We're not. We're not. They don't give a fuck about us, the majority of us. They care about the one percentile, okay? That's what everybody cares about, the one percentile. They really care about the one percentile. The rest of us, we kind of get the leftovers, and it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? We're left to make our lives into what it is that they are. But the upper one percentile, they get to make policy and all this other shit. You know, there's more lobbyists than there are fucking Congress people. That's fucking crazy. Like gun lobbyists I'm talking about. And I'm not trying to take away anybody's rights for guns. I'm just thinking that it's very stupid to have guns so readily available in a country of people that are so volatile. I mean, we're just volatile. I mean, the smallest shit could push most of us off the edge today. Oh no, she didn't say that to me. Oh no, he didn't look at me like that. Oh, maybe I was going to pay you a compliment. Maybe you have a fucking booger. But no, you on some rude asshole shit now, so now you can just keep that booger hanging out your nose. How about that? And that's where I get with shit like this. And then it becomes tit for tat, and then all of a sudden, my attitude starts to suck. Because I just look at our communities. I look at our society in this country. I look at what's going on in our country, and it just... And I'm not a political dude. I really am not a political person. But I do realize that a lot of our problems stem from politics. Politics and corporate greed. There's a lot of corporate greed that fuels this as well. There's so many things that fuels the American attitude. The American attitude. And believe me, that is a very real thing. The American attitude. People around the world hate us. Because of our attitude. And the first thing that we'll say to that is fuck that and fuck them. Because that's the American thing to do. That's the American thing to say, is to fuck it. If we don't agree with it, fuck it. If we don't agree or with you, fuck you. That's what we do as Americans. That's what we do. We don't work shit out. We don't care to revisit it. We don't give a fuck what you just said a second ago. It's just fuck you, and that's it, and done with it. So many great unions, so many friendships, so many things have been killed, have died because lack of communication, lack of respect, just all kind of shit, man. Just all kind of shit. It's the weirdest shit in the world. Here in America, we are so eager to take life. We're so eager to take a life. I see all these people, they walk around and, you know, this, this American flag garb. They got the little flags on the side and the little American Eagle shit on the back. And they wear these hats with all these guns and shit all over it. And then you see on the back of their car, all of, you know, the little gun family on the back of the car. We're so eager to take life here. Americans don't value human life. We don't value other people's lives. We don't care about other people. And it's that simple. We don't care. That's sad. That's sad. Sorry. I mean, I just had to sit there and think about that for a minute. That's really sad. You know, we're always, you know, I'll fuck that dude up, man. You know, I'll beat that bitch's ass. You know, I see the internet and all these fights on the internet of us just fighting each other, man. And people just get entertained, and it's just entertaining now. It's just entertainment now for us to fight amongst ourselves. And you know what happens? You know what happens when we fight amongst ourselves? Huh? Other enemies walk up and they fucking sucker punch you. That's what happens when we're not unified and we're fighting amongst ourselves and we're just, other places sucker punch you. We look weak as fuck on the world stage right now. On the world stage. And what do we say? I don't give a fuck. Fuck them. But yeah, man, that's exactly what they're saying about us now. Fuck them. Fuck them. That's exactly what they're saying about us now. You know, and I'm not trying to make this a red and blue thing, a Democrat and Republican thing. Not at all, because in my personal opinion, Democrats and Republicans are both responsible for what the fuck is going on here in our country today. You know, and I really wish to God that everybody had enough balls in this country. Everyone collectively had enough balls in this country to say, fuck you and fuck you. We're going to put some other dudes in office. We have to understand also here at the local levels is where it really matters, is where shit really matters. Do you know in the town that I live in, there's two people running for sheriff and both of them motherfuckers are Republicans. I think there's one Democrat sheriff, but there's a couple of Republicans. That's what it is here. But that's what it is here. And they make it clear. And you stay in your fucking place. And this is what it is down here. Oh, okay. All right. But that's the mentality, as opposed to everybody for themselves. It's really, what can we get and what can we keep them from getting? And it's even in our politics, the rudeness, even like we can't even have a civil debate. Debates in other countries, you know, politics and other people. I mean, these guys are shaking hands, not our people. They're cussing. They might as well fucking take that shit to fucking pay-per-view. I would love to see that, by the way, like a presidential cage match. Wouldn't that be the fucking shit? I would love to see that. I would love to see the two motherfuckers get in a cage and fight and fight. If you're going to fight, if you're going to run for office, you need to be. See, and that's what I mean. You can say what you want about Zelensky, but this motherfucker has on a flak jacket. He's out there with his fucking troops doing his fucking thing. Our dudes, they lean the fuck back and they let everybody else do the fucking hard work. They let everybody else do the heavy lifting. You know, because that's our position. That's where we sit up in this position and we move things around. And that's what we do here. Without caring, without having any care about these kids that we're sending. Because 5 or 6 guys in the world, 7 or 8, 10 or 12 people in the world don't like each other. That's fucking heavy to me. That there's what, 4 billion, 40, I mean, like something like that, 4 billion, something, 4 or 5 billion, 5 or 6 billion people on the earth. And the fate of all of these people on the face of the earth are in the hands of like 12 people. Everyone are in the hands of like 12 people. Everybody. Think about that, folks. Think about that for just a minute. There are 4 to 5 billion people, something like that, on the face of the earth. And all of our collective well-being, the well-being of our families, are in the hands of 12 motherfuckers who don't like each other. And we got motherfuckers over here playing with the button. Oh, yeah, motherfucker? Well, I'll show you. Wait a minute. I ain't got nothing to do with your beef with this guy. I don't. And that's why I think a lot of this shit they need to leave us the fuck out of. They need to, if your attitude towards these motherfuckers is this, if your attitude towards this good dude is fuck you, then you guys take care of it. Because that's what the fuck it is, right? Because where I'm from, if you say fuck you to me and I say fuck you to you, we supposed to fight now. You know what I'm saying? We supposed to roll around on the ground unless we can talk it out. But if we can't talk it out, fuck you and fuck me equals yo, we about to throw some hands. So that's what I think it should be. I'm going to tell you what, folks. We need to cut down hard. We need to cut back hard, man. We need to cut back hard, man. We need to cut back, America. Americans, you know, I dare you. I dare everybody listening. I fucking dare you to go out and shake a motherfucker's hand. I dare you to go out and pay somebody you don't fucking know a compliment. I fucking dare you. I fucking dare you. I dare you to volunteer for something that's positive for our society. I fucking dare you. But nobody cares to do that. Very few people care to do that. You see people doing it. Some people do it. Some people do it regularly. But most people don't give a fuck about other people. We just don't. Americans are now just not built that way. We're built to care about ourselves and our little, and that's it. We can't care about anything else out there. We can't. You know, we're even told by our therapist, oh, we can't care about that over there, can we? I think if we all cared a little bit more, America would be a hell of a lot better of a place. That's what I think. I think if we cared a little bit more, that Americans would, we probably would even live longer. We would probably even live longer. We would stress less. But it's so much. Oh, man, got to go to work. Oh, man, got to get to school. Oh, man, it's so much, man. It's so much. We're trying to do so much. Got to get the bag, man. I gotta get my two jobs popping. We're trying to do so much, man. We're trying to do so much. We're stepping on everybody on our way to try to get to the shit that we're trying to get to. We're just stepping on everybody, man. It doesn't matter. We step on necks, children. It don't matter. Old people. We don't give a fuck. And that's wrong. And that's fucking wrong. I think that's going to do it for this episode of the Darren Harris Podcast. Maybe I'll talk about this next week. Maybe not. I might talk about some different shit, but maybe I might. I mean, it depends. It depends. It depends on how I feel. Because right now, I feel like I could be talking about this shit right here for a month because motherfuckers are rude, man. Motherfuckers are rude everywhere. Motherfuckers are rude. They cut you off in traffic. They don't care if you roll over in the fucking ditch or not. They don't even look in their rearview mirror. Simple as that. So I hope that everybody, you know, listening to this podcast, they can relate to this. I hope they can relate to this. And like I said, man, you got some homework. Y'all got some homework. I'm gonna challenge everybody. Go out and do a good deed, man. Go out and do a good deed in society. Go out and do a good deed for somebody that you don't know. You know what I'm saying? Or somebody that you do know. You know, you live next door to the old lady, man, go take her trash out for her. You know what I'm saying? If she's out taking her trash out, go. It don't cost you nothing to go over there and smile and say, hey, ma'am, I'll take your trash out this one time. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? My wife and I, and I'll leave with this. My wife and I, for Christmas, we didn't have a lot to do for Christmas. We didn't have gifts or anything like that. We don't have a lot of money. So, you know, we just decided we were going to go eat. We went to eat at IHOP. And there was a woman, and she was in line, and we were behind her. And I thought that she was either meeting some people, or she was waiting on some people. And when I realized that this woman was actually sitting by herself, the lady said, "Oh, how many?" She said, "One." I said, "Are you here by, are you waiting for any?" She said, "No." I said, "Well, would you want to have dinner with me and my wife for Christmas?" And my wife and I sat with a complete stranger and bought and paid for Christmas dinner for a complete stranger. And that made me feel, it completely took her back. It completely took this woman back. But more than that, it just made me feel good. You know, it made me feel good. I mean, I go through a lot of shit. I go through a lot of shit. And that right there, to do something for somebody, you know, she didn't have anybody. It was Christmas. She didn't have anybody. And my wife and I decided to say, "Hey, listen, let's just be some compassionate, nice people and ask this lady if she wants to sit down with us and have Christmas dinner." We had a great dinner and never saw her again after that. Never saw her again after that. But that's all right. You know, that's one thing that this lady will remember. Somebody did something nice. Somebody did something nice on Christmas for me. And I implore everybody, and I challenge everybody, like I said, I challenge everybody, go out and do something nice. Pass it along, man. Pass it around. Spread the wealth. Go out and do something nice. Embrace your fellow Americans. Embrace each other. We're all here together. We ain't going nowhere, man. It doesn't matter who is the president or whatever. We're all fucking here, man. We might as well try our damnedest to try and be a unified structure, to be together. We might as well try and learn from each other, man. Because I tell you what, there's no telling what we can accomplish if we unify. We really could be the greatest country in the world. But that's going to remain to be seen. All right, so I want to thank my parents for being the best parents in the world and giving me this mouth to talk with. I want to thank my wife for being an absolutely fabulous woman and super supportive of me and anything that I endeavor. I want to thank my best friend and producer, Jesse Yandel, for putting me up to this because I didn't think I could do it. But here I am on my 101st episode of the Darren Harris Podcast and the start of my third season. I'm so stoked about that. Thank you very much. And the reason that's possible is because of my man, Gentry Thomas, who is actually the person who has given me the platform to put my podcast on. And the most important factor of this is everybody who is listening, everybody who has listened. Apparently, I have reached over 1 million people. And that, to me, is humbling. And I do appreciate everybody who has given me a chance and an opportunity into your car, your living room for just a brief minute with my thoughts and dreams, and hopefully we can connect. And like I said, if you guys want, you can follow me on any of my social media platforms. My name is Darren Harris, DERONHARRIS. On Instagram, I think it's _comedian, but hey, listen. Oh, and I think there's a T in the middle there somewhere, Darren Dre Harris or Darren T. Harris Comedian. On my Instagram, I'm Darren Harris. On YouTube, I'm Darren Harris on Facebook, but I'm not the Darren Harris that committed all the crime. I mean, that's the wrong Darren Harris. And I'm not the Darren Harris that plays professional sports. So, I want to thank you all. And until next week, folks, I'm Darren Harris. This is the Darren Harris Podcast. Love y'all. Peace.
You've been listening to the Darren Harris Podcast. Subscribe to the show, give a good rating, and everything you need to know is at DarrenHarris.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry,
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.